యత్ర యోగేశ్వర కృష్ణో యత్ర పార్థో ధనుర్ధరః తత్ర శ్రీర్విజయో భూతిర్ ధ్రువానీతిర్మతిర్మమ అనన్యా చింతయంతో మాం ఏ జనాః పర్యుపాసతే తేషాం నిత్యాభియుక్తానాం యోగక్షేమం వహామ్యహం. సర్వధర్మాన్ పరిత్యజ్య మామేకం శరణం వ్రజ అహం త్వా సర్వపాపేభ్యో మోక్షయిష్యామి మా శుచః. నమోస్తు అనంతాయ సహస్రమూర్తయే సహస్రపాదాక్షి శిరోరుబాహవే సహస్రనామ్నే పురుషాయ శాశ్వతే సహస్రకోటియుగధారిణే నమః. లోకాః సమస్తాః సుఖినో భవంతు, లోకాః సమస్తాః సుఖినో భవంతు, లోకాః సమస్తాః సుఖినో భవంతు. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. హార్టీ ఫ్రెటర్నల్ గ్రీటింగ్స్ అండ్ గుడ్ విషెస్ టు ఆల్ ది బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ సిస్టర్స్ హూ ఆర్ రిలేటింగ్ టు దీస్ ఈవినింగ్ టాక్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ డెడికేటెడ్ టు సింథసిస్ Before we get into the subject, for the benefit of organizers and also the listeners, I wish to say that Saturday we conclude this program and tomorrow, for logistic reasons, we have now program. If we conclude the program on Saturday, Sunday I will have an interval, and Monday evening onwards again I have talks to give in relation to Guru Pujas. Monday to Thursday next week I have many talks to give, so I would like that Sunday I am off. Therefore Saturday we conclude the program. Tomorrow we have no program, meaning practically today is the last talk on simple steps to synthesis. This is how it got reorganized. Considering the Guru Puja programs that we have on hand, the talk that we give today would be perhaps the fifth talk 5 talks on synthesis. Then there is a break tomorrow. And we have a valedictory on Saturday. During the valedictory, I will talk to the organizers also. We try to show up the books that are brought out by the Spanish group and also by the French group, who successfully brought out a PDF in French version of Uranus. So we will evolve a program for Saturday evening for interaction. In that, we also conclude this program. Hope this is clear to all the listeners and also to the organizers. Coming back to the theme of synthesis, today I wish to present to you the dimension of education in synthesis. Education went hither and thither, went everywhere except where it should go. Man is educated about so many things. In fact, man feels the nightmare of education. Right from the schooling, it's a nightmare. How to educate? Of late, the humanity is learning, especially in advanced countries. Not so much in the other countries where still children are treated with fear. Going to school is a nightmare. Imparting education has not been a well thought out subject which is acceptable to all thinkers, that this is not the way to educate. Nevertheless, we educated man in thousands of things, but did not educate the basic thing which the initiates, the seers, the wise men and the masters of wisdom would like. We have engineers, we have doctors, we have technocrats, we have electronic, electrical, even space engineers. We know how to go to moon. We have been learning so many things, but did not learn what man is. Man did not learn what man is, what man is constituted of, where from he has come, what is he to do here, where is he to go. This basic thing remained only with those chosen few who went into spiritual pursuits, and there are groups who are interested in that pursuit. Even in that pursuit, man is diverted by many occult sciences, he goes sideways and learns many things, but does not learn who am I, where from have I come, what am I to do, and where am I to go. This basic thing is not taught in the so-called education that we have. First man should know who he is. From where has he come here? And what is he to do here? Where is he proceeding hereafter? These basic questions, nowhere they are taught. There are no courses, there are no graduation in it, there is no post graduation in it, there is no PhD in it. Somehow man is not interested to know about himself. He wants to know everything but not himself. And the religions, most of the religions mystify the whole thing and do not give the right direction. The right direction scientifically is given by the seer Patanjali 10,000 years ago. Patanjali gave a scientific approach for man to know himself. 5,000 years ago, in Mahabharata, Vedavyasa has dedicated a chapter to the song of Lord as Bhagavad Gita, where the same path is given in an artistic manner. There are many piecemeal deviations here and there, but a synthesis of the whole path of realization is only in these two books. And many books have come out with these two books as basis. The beauty is man does not relate to them. He neither relates to Bhagat Patanjali, nor does he relate to Bhagavad Gita, nor is he interested to know about himself. He wants to know about the neighbor more than himself. He wants to know more about the surroundings than himself. He goes sideways and does not get into the center of his own being. And the paradox is, he thinks he knows about himself, which he does not. And he also thinks he is all right. The rest of the world is in problem. But the truth is, he is in problem, the world is okay. The world is never in problem, is never in problem, please note that. If corona is there, to whom is it a problem? Not to the world, but to the man. The whole media globally is engaged in picking up statistics relating to corona, isn't it? Right from World Health Organization to a simple medical practitioner, they were all overpowered by the idea of corona. So we are in problem in relation to corona, but corona as such has no problem. The five elements are not in problem. ఇట్ ఈజ్ అవర్ థింకింగ్ దట్ ది ప్లానెట్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ప్రాబ్లం. ప్లానెట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఇన్ ప్రాబ్లం, వీఆర్ ఇన్ ప్రాబ్లం. ప్లానెట్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ఏ ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ ఇనిషియేషన్. ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ఎ ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ ఎన్లైటన్మెంట్. ఇట్ ఈజ్ షెడ్డింగ్ అవే ఆల్ అన్క్లీన్లీనెస్. అండ్ వీ ది హ్యూమన్స్ వీ సీ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ బికాస్ వీ ఆర్ ఏ ప్రాబ్లమ్ టు అవర్ సెల్స్. అండ్ దిస్ ఈజ్ బికాస్ వీ డు నాట్ నో వాట్ వీఆర్. వీ డు నాట్ నో హూ వీఆర్. వీ డు నాట్ నో వాట్ ఫర్ వీ హ్యావ్ కమ్. వీ డు నాట్ నో వాట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు డూ. అండ్ వెన్ వీ సే వీ హ్యావ్ అబ్సల్యూట్లీ ఏ మిస్టేకెన్ ఐడెంటిటీ, ఏ రాంగ్ ఐడెంటిటీ అబౌట్ అవర్ సెల్ఫ్స్. వీ హ్యావ్ లాస్ట్ అవర్ ఒరిజినల్ ఐడెంటిటీ. వీ హ్యావ్ టేకెన్ టు ఎన్ ఐడెంటిటీ విచ్ ఇస్ ఫాల్స్. వీ హ్యావ్ టేకెన్ ఎన్ ఐడెంటిటీ విచ్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఎటర్నల్. ఇట్ కీప్స్ చేంజింగ్. వీ ఐడెంటిఫైడ్ విత్ వాట్ వీ హ్యావ్ క్రియేటెడ్ అండ్ లాస్ట్ అవర్ ఫ్యాకల్టీ యాజ్ ది క్రియేటర్. ఐ క్రియేట్ సంథింగ్ అండ్ ది బీయింగ్ బికమ్స్ దట్. I keep on teaching. People recognize me as teacher. And I start feeling that I am a teacher. I am a teacher is a secondary state. I am a doctor is a secondary state. I am engineer is a secondary state. I am a man is a secondary state. I am a female is a secondary state. I am human is also a secondary state. We took to a step down identity and lost our original identity. Any number of times we read the story of the prodigal son, we don't remember that we are the prodigal sons and that our original name is I am, and any suffix to that is a false suffix. False in the sense it is temporary. I am is permanent. The suffix is not permanent. I am a housewife. Housewife is a suffix. Before a lady marries and begets children, where is the housewife? Anything we add to I am is a false suffix. It's an overcoat that you wear. Just like I have put on an orange shawl today, just for the fun of it, for the simple reason that I did not want to put on any other dress than what I have been wearing from the morning. So I have cloaked it with this most misleading color in spiritual field. A swami, a sannyasi, a baba, a guru, a teacher, most of these titles normally cause illusion to the ones who are in it. There are many men who gained the status of I am consciousness but fell when they felt I am Baba, I am Swami. I am guru, I am master. Isn't it? I am is primary, rest of the things are. There are additional fixations and there are suffixes. Sometimes we even prefix them, isn't it? Prefixing something, suffixing something, we fix something upon ourselves and believe that is what we are, isn't it? If you see in my own case, the first suffix is Parvati Kumar, isn't it? Before Parvati Kumar is fixed on me, the label, I am there. Even before the name is fixed, I am there. Then slowly as you grow into the world, you tend to be something in the world. Then they called me CA Parvati Kumar, meaning Chartered Accountant Parvati Kumar. It is a title. All chartered accountants prefix their name because they feel their profession is more important than them. It's a joke to me. Likewise, Dr. So-and-so, isn't it? A physician puts Dr. Ravi Shankar, let us say. Why prefix Dr. to Raviku, Ravi Shankar? Ravi Shankar came before. He became doctor later. Ravi Shankar also was named at a time before that he was not Ravi Shankar. So I am named as Parvati Kumar and then Chartered Accountant Parvati Kumar. And then the university honors you with a doctorate, they call Dr. C.A. Parvati Kumar. All are false names. I am is the real name, isn't it? Then slowly in our groups, those who received inspiration and direction through me, they started seeing a master in me. And they started saying, Master Parvati Kumar. So Master, CA, Doctor Parvati Kumar is too difficult to utter forth. Therefore, they call it Master KPK. We walk away from the very original substance, the original energy, I am, isn't it? The truth, as we know, the truth as I experience is, I am that I am. Rest is ever changing. Why should we sit in a changing machine and keep changing like chameleon? ఊసరి వెళ్ళిలాగా రంగులు మారిపోతుంటే, యు నో ది కెమెలియన్ ఇన్ విచ్ ఎవర్ ట్రీ ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఇట్ టేక్స్ టు దట్ కలర్. మ్యాన్ టేక్స్ సో మెనీ కలర్స్ త్రూ ది డే అండ్ త్రూ ది లైఫ్ యాజ్ హీ ప్రోగ్రెసెస్. హీ బికమ్స్ ఎ స్పౌస్, హీ బికమ్స్ ఎ ఫాదర్, he becomes a grandfather, he becomes a friend, he becomes a teacher, he becomes so many things. But this becoming is a phenomenon of change upon one bedrock of unchanging energy, which is called I am. Unless you know who I am is, you haven't known anything in this world. A man who does not know who హిమ్సెల్ఫ్. వాట్ ఈజ్ సో గుడ్ దట్ హీ నోస్ సో మెనీ థింగ్స్ బికాస్ దే డోంట్ హెల్ప్ హిమ్ వెన్ హీ పాసెస్ త్రూ ఆర్ పాసెస్ అవే ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ బాడీ అండ్ వెన్ హీ ఎంటర్స్ ఇన్ టు ఏ బాడీ. ఐ ఆమ్ ఈజ్ ఎటర్నల్. ఇట్స్ ఎ పల్సేటింగ్ అవేర్నెస్. ఇట్ ఎంటర్స్ ఇన్ టు ది బాడీ. ఇట్ బిల్డ్స్ ఏ బాడీ విత్ ది హెల్ప్ ఆఫ్ ది బాడీ, మైండ్ అండ్ సెన్సెస్. ఇట్ డస్ సో మెనీ థింగ్స్ ఇన్ ది ఔటర్ వరల్డ్ అండ్ గెయిన్స్ సో మెనీ వరల్డ్లీ ఐడెంటిటీస్. యాజ్ లైఫ్ కోర్సెస్ ఆల్ దీస్ ఐడెంటిటీస్ మే ఫాల్ బట్ వాట్ డస్ నాట్ ఫాల్ ఇస్ ఐ యామ్. Even when the body falls, I am does not fall. Even when the mind falls, I am does not fall. I am moves out along with the subtle planning principle and remains constantly as I am and keeps building each time he comes down into a system and does things. Basically, man needs to know himself. Do you know what the world teacher Lord Maitreya does? His main work is to ensure that the humans gain this I am consciousness. He preferred the eightfold path of Patanjali to Bhagavad Gita. He learnt from his teacher the various senses of wisdom and he decided upon knowing himself. He decided upon knowing himself. As he knew more and more about himself, he also knew the original energy from which he emerged. The original energy is that. And he himself, as a conscious entity, self-conscious entity, found that I am. Verily that expresses as I am. This is the truth which can be experienced when we take out all our outer feathers up to the mind, senses and body, walk into the buddhic plane and experience that your light is buddhi and there is no other than that I am naturally has its light. That's where buddhi is. I am atma. That I am is atma and super atma or paramatma. Atma buddhi functioning through manas. Atma buddhi manas. Teachers who knew, they strived so much for thousands of years to inform people to know themselves. Every seer said, man, know thyself. Know thyself. Who are you? This knowledge, where is it taught? Not even religions, not even all occult practices. They take you to different dimensions of universe, different sciences that enable you to relate to it. There are 64 sciences, occult sciences. Chatushashti Vidya. People are busy learning them. But they at least realize that one day they die. When they die, all these knowledge disappears. They come back again and again learn and again learn and again die, again learn, again die, again learn, again die. Each time they come back, they do the same things. Reluctantly they study. Somehow they become something to a kind of a money making machine. Keep making money. Fulfill the desires of mind, senses and body. Marry the opposite sex. Beget children. In the process quarrel with each other if possible. And in that conflicting energy, they bring up the children. And they ensure that the children grow. They build houses. They buy cars. They build facilities. Somewhere on the way, they become sick. Still, they continue pursuing so many things. And one day, the fear will come. I would die, isn't it? And all that you have done doesn't come with you as you die. What is it that comes with you as you die? Nothing. Only you remain. Not even your name comes. Your name does not come with you. Your form does not come with you. Your knowledge, you would yourself know as you grow in the age, you tend to forget things. Isn't it? Unfortunately, forgetfulness is very rampant on the planet. People very easily forget. Simple things also they forget. No wonder they forget the sciences that they learn. Isn't it? Whatever you forgot is left behind. Whatever you remember comes with you. Whatever you remember comes with you. Whatever you forget, it doesn't come with you. If you forget how to make spaghetti or paella, next day you cannot do it. Forget about next life. So knowledge remains with you, provided you continue to hold that kind of consciousness where forgetfulness is not. That's why the scriptures say, if you are forgetting, meaning, know that you are dying. If you are forgetting, know that you are dying. A part of you is dying, that's why you are forgetting. More and more you forget, more and more the death. Death is to consciousness. Isn't it? Continuity of consciousness is what yoga gives. Continuity of consciousness ensures continuity of life also. So, Lord Maitreya was a great, great, grand seer even before the advent of Krishna. Don't think that Krishna has chosen Maitreya as a disciple, not as a disciple. Maitreya was the most advanced human being on the planet, with such a complete evolution as a man on the planet. Even before the advent of Krishna, Lord Maitreya was there as a seer. As a fulfilled man, as a man who can cooperate with Krishna. Since Krishna's personage and stature is all-pervading, we think that Maitreya is his follower. No. Maitreya is not his follower, his friend. Maitreya itself means the friendly one. అండ్ హీ వాజ్ అన్ అవధూత ఇవెన్ బై దట్ టైమ్. కృష్ణా కేమ్ 5000 ఇయర్స్ అగో. మైత్రేయాస్ జర్నీ స్టార్టెడ్ లాంగ్ 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 లాంగ్. అండ్ ఫర్ కృష్ణాస్ అడ్వెంట్ మైత్రేయ ఆల్సో కోఆపరేటెడ్. సో వై ఐఎమ్ సేయింగ్ దిస్ ఈస్ హీ ఫాలోడ్ ది ఎయిట్ ఫోల్డ్ పాత్ ఆఫ్ యోగా విచ్ ఈజ్ ది ట్రూ సైన్స్ ఆఫ్ సింథసిస్ దట్ లీడ్స్ మ్యాన్ టు నో హిమ్సెల్ఫ్. బై ది టైమ్ యూ గెట్ టు ది సిక్స్త్ అండ్ సెవెంత్ స్టెప్ ఆఫ్ యోగా మ్యాన్ వుడ్ ష్యూర్లీ నో హిమ్సెల్ఫ్. దేర్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ అప్ టు హిమ్ టు రిలేట్ టు ది ఎయిత్ స్టెప్ స్టేయింగ్ ఇన్ ది సెవెంత్ బ్రింగ్ డౌన్ ది ప్లాన్ అండ్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ దస్ కోఆపరేట్ విత్ ది ప్లాన్ ఆర్ స్టే మర్జ్డ్ విత్ ది ఎయిత్ స్టెప్ ఆఫ్ సమాధి. There are many beings who decided to take to the eighth step and take to samadhi. And even from samadhi, there are some who function. And some others took to samadhi that they have merged into the original energy. The two types are there. Therefore, what I wish to say is, where is this education? Where is this education? You may know about space. You may know how to go to Moon and Mars. But you don't know about yourself. You are as much a mortal being as any other, even an astronaut. When he is informed that his wife is dying or his child, one of his child is on the deathbed, he is disturbed. He doesn't know the laws of nature. He doesn't know himself. All are simple mortal beings with worldly knowledge. But they don't know that they are immortals. The only science that lets you know that you are immortal is the path of yoga. Path of yoga. Yoga is not asanas, unfortunately. It is promoted in this manner. Asanas are physical discipline in relation to yoga. Yoga is eightfold. It leads you in a gradual succession of consciousness into that state of consciousness where you feel that I am. I am that I am. The one who is settled in that knowledge, he is free and he has an option to cooperate with God's plan or stay liberated as long as he wants to. Is there any subject introduced in this regard in any university, in any college, in any school, in any guru system? In the guru system, the guru is made God and the people are misled from the original concept of God and the path to God. Bigger, more bigger, much more bigger frames and idols, photographs of various gurus are displayed. Instead of seeing them as inspiration towards the truth, people see them as goals. They are lost. The truth is each one of us. The truth is in each one of us, and that truth regularly trumpets at the heart. Here I am, here I am, here I am. Nobody bothers. Distancing from that truth, you learn any number of things. They don't stay with you because all the knowledge stays with I am. A man who stays put in I am, or in that I am, towards him all knowledge comes. That's the arrangement in creation. But people strenuously learn so many sciences which are worldly or even super mundane, but not yet touching the realms of truth. Truth is primary. Adoption to law is the next step. Without these two, man can never find the eternal peace that he looks for, the eternal freedom that he looks for, the liberty that he thinks of. Even if you put the liberty statue, people do not think what it is indicating. Basically, it is a symbol coming from Shambhala. Man, set yourself free. How do you set yourself free? When your mind, senses and body conditioning. How can you say that you are free, that the wealth that you gain is conditioning you? How can you say that you are free when the power that you hold in the world conditions you? We hold them, be it money, be it power, be it this, be it that. We hold them and in turn we are held by them. And we can't say we are free. The only thing that frees us is the truth that trumpets at the heart. Relate to it, join it, take to the path of the trumpet. It leads you to realms which you do not know. Thereby many things are revealed and you gain such an knowledge that you are free from many things and you are no more a slave of anything in the world, and the world does not condition you. This is a subject by itself. Is it taught in the most so-called advanced thinking societies? Is it taught? There are so many universities which are rated at global level. People go there in mad rush, isn't it? Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, all are running towards that. Or Oxford University, or Harvard University, or this university, that university. There were times people are going to Banaras University, Ujjain, Takshashila, Avantika, so many universities. Where this science is taught, this Aham Brahmasmi or Brahma Ahamasmi, meaning that I am, there you have this a solution for man. Man who knows himself as I am, that I am, he realizes he doesn't need all this world to live. He just doesn't need all this world to live. There are many ignorant boors to whom this world is not enough. They think of settling in Moon, in Mars, everywhere, as if this is not sufficient. It's utter ignorance to think that earth is not enough to live. Utter ignorance. You don't know what earth is. You haven't seen the whole earth. You haven't moved out of your urbanized way of living. You don't know the forests. You don't know the mountains. You don't know the mountain valleys. You don't know the seas. 70% of this earth is not occupied. 30% is hardly occupied. Even that, in some places very crowded, many places not crowded. What is it that you have seen on earth? Why do you feel that the earth is not sufficient? It's because you do not know. Therefore, once the knowledge is given, you smile away about everything. Why did the Father in the heaven created so much for us, for the humans? It's not necessary. It's a sheer love for the beings. He created so many things. But it does not mean that you have to relate to everything. Should you? The other day when the house is being cleared, a room full of children's toys were cleared and given away to those children who don't have it. Because these children felt they don't need them. But there was a time that they felt they needed. So they went on buying. It is a common activity now that children, for the sake of children, too many things are bought, and later they are found to be causing a lot of congestion in the house. So you give away, not because you are charitable, but because you cannot live in this congestion. Isn't it? So we are learning. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, if you are thirsty, how much water do you drink? How much water do you drink when you are thirsty? Why are you worried about how much water is there in the tank? Or how much water is there in the lake? How much water is there on the planet? This is too much. After some time there will not be water on the planet is a very foolish statement. It says the whole energy is in circulation. Waters from ocean through summer go up, come down as fresh waters to drink through rain. They take to rivers and streams, join the lakes and rivers. You have plenty of water. It's only your brain's inadequacy and your fear of scarcity that gets you this idea that there may not be water on the planet. So when people go to Moon or Mars, the first question people ask them is there water there? You have sufficient water here. You don't know. You haven't used all the rivers. You don't have the intelligence to use the waters on earth to the advantage of all the beings, not only humans. The beings on the planet have been living from millions of years. There was never dearth for water. To think of dearth in five elements is only dearth in human consciousness. When we don't have adequate understanding, things happen so. But when you course ఇన్ ది సబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఐ ఆమ్ దట్ ఐ ఆమ్, ఇన్ ది సబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎయిట్ ఫోల్డ్ పాత్ ఆఫ్ యోగా, ఇన్ ది సబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ డిసైపుల్షిప్, వేర్ యూ ఓన్లీ సీ త్రీ థింగ్స్. ఐ ఆమ్ దట్ ఐ ఆమ్, విచ్ ఎవర్ యూ సే ఇట్ ఈస్ దట్ అండ్ ఐ ఆమ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ దట్ అండ్ ఐ ఆమ్. ఇన్ ది వెస్ట్ దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఫాదర్, ఇన్ ది ఈస్ట్ మీన్స్ ఇన్ ఇండియా, వీ కాంట్ సే ఎంటైర్ ఈస్ట్ ఈజ్ ఇండియా, ఇట్స్ ఆరగెన్స్. మెనీ పీపుల్ థింక్ ఈస్ట్ మీన్స్ ఇండియా, నో, దెర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ కంట్రీస్ ఇన్ ది ఈస్ట్. ఇన్ ఇండియా వేర్ సీఎస్ లివ్డ్ నాట్ ది ప్రజెంట్ ఇండియన్స్, దే కాల్ ది ఫాదర్ యాజ్ బ్రహ్మన్, దే కాల్ ది బ్రహ్మన్ ఆస్ యాజ్ ట్రూత్, దే ఆల్సో కాల్ ది బ్రహ్మన్ యాజ్ దట్. ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ థియాలజీ ది ఒరిజినల్ ఎనర్జీ ఈజ్ గివెన్ ఏ నేమ్. Name apart, there is an original energy and you are a sprout of it. I am. Original is that. Now that I am. And we have a third dimension, the world to relate to. The world. The creation to relate to. The creation is ever in movement. The creation is ever in movement, ever in change. And that movement is related to be a cyclical circular movement. When this movement happens, the nature undergoes so many changes. There are changes around at planetary level. There are changes at local level, at planetary level, at the level of a solar system, cosmic system. There are three wheels, the cosmic wheel, the solar wheel, and the planetary wheel. And it keeps on moving. So many changes keep happening. In an ever-changing system, there are two fellows. One is the original, that. It does not subject itself to change. It witnesses the change. It governs the change. It overviews the change. There are so many qualities of that. And then there is the sprout of that, I am. This I am within the world, when it relates to that, it gains that stability. When you are with the stable one, you gain stability. When you are with an unstable one, you continue to be unstable or even more unstable. Kada? Isn't it? If you are with a fickle-minded fellow, slowly you also become fickle-minded. If you are with a person who has no peace in himself, you don't get peace from them. What they carry, they transmit. So that which we call the original energy, the prime energy, it is said to be manifesting as a trinity. Even among trinity there were occasions seldom an occasion where they lost stability, but the prime energy ever stable. The fourth one beyond the three is ever stable. The trinity also may at times means once in a yuga, lose for a while stability, but they are by and large the most stable ones. And there are hierarchy of stable ones. So relating to them, I am can also gain that stability. When I am with that and that is with I am, they form the axis that I am. That I am is the real pole, unwavering pole around which the whole world moves around. The elements move around. The planets move around. The solar systems move around. Even the Savitru, our central sense system, moves around. Cosmic system moves around. There is something moving around while there is a stable pole of that I am. And that exists in us from Sahasrara to Mooladhara. To consciously enter into it is a subject of practice, and it's a very profound subject of practice. It is not a 3-year course or 5-year course or 10-year course. It's a course until you have accomplished. They say to become a super specialty doctor, it takes 15 years. But there is no such guarantee in this. Depends upon your effort. So this subject, should it not be simply introduced right from the schooling time? In simple terms, what is your name before you are named? You ask a child. What is your name before you are named? Don't you make the child think? You ask any human being, what is your name before you are named? Most of them cannot answer immediately. They have to think. And according to their state of awareness, they answer. How did you change from being a baby to an infant, to a kindergarten student? See, by the time the child comes to kindergarten, it is 3 years to 5 years, isn't it? But if you ask the child to bring their photos relating to the birth when they were babies, see, that baby's picture and this 5-year-old child's picture, there is a sea change in the form. Did it not happen? How did it change? Who changed it? Who changed it? And will it continue to be like this? Will it be something else? So you have a form that keeps changing. You have a name which is not your name. We should make them think, isn't it? We build the whole life on certain hypothesis which is wrong. That I am Parvati Kumar is a hypothesis. That I am a male is a hypothesis. That I am an Indian is still worse a hypothesis. Then what are you? I am that I am. That's the name of each one of us. That's where we are common. The rest is ever changing. Your name changes, your form changes, your thinking patterns change, your comprehension of the world changes. At every stage, you think this is it, but it is not so. When there is another dosage of comprehension, then you change. So there is a changing world. The third factor, you are there, coming from the eternal one, and therefore you are eternal, and there is the eternal. There is the eternal, and there is a sprout from the eternal as you, who is also eternal. The difference from that and this is, you are in the created world, he is presiding over the created world, while he also enters into it. That is the master. The mastery of the original energy is, it not only created, it entered into it, it governs it guards it presides over it. We enter into the world, we cannot govern it. We are governed by it. We are guarded by other things. And we can never preside over it. How could it be? How could it be, being the son of a great father, being the son of a great emperor, can the prince be different? A prince who expresses himself or expressed from the original, he carries the qualities. Only he has to recollect. He has to recollect, I am the prince. This kingdom belongs to me and my father. As much as I am with the father, the kingdom obliges me. Isn't it? So therefore, if Jesus said, I am King of Kings, there is no wonder. These kings we know of earth, they are not masters of the world. But a yogi, a saint, a master, a seer, is the one who is in eternal connection with the original one. When you are with the original one, you realize that the original only exists as you. Brahmaham asmi. That I am. Aham asmi, I am. Soham asmi, that I am. Brahmaham asmi, that I am. So when you know that I am, the rest waits. The rest may move around you but does not touch you. That you should know. It cannot touch you. తక్కువేమి మనకు పాడతాం ఏ లాభం. ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ విత్ దట్ వన్, వాట్ ఎవర్ యువర్ గేమ్ నేమ్ యూ గివ్, యూ షుడ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ వాట్ దట్ ఈజ్. Many people say Rama, but they don't know what Rama is. Many people say Krishna, they don't know Krishna is, what Krishna is. And if you are with Rama or Krishna or Allah or Christ, you are with the most stable energies, which are eternally in existence. When you are with such ones, you are equally stable. When you are stable, the wheel of these three worlds that move around you, they may move around you. Let them move around you, you can see the movie. As long as you are connected, you are untouched. Please remember this. As long as you are connected, you are untouched. That is the story of the great beings. There are predecessors to us whom the world did not touch. On the contrary, they made adjustments to the world in tune with the will of the original. Such is the stature of the seers. So this knowledge about man, his ability, his original status, and his as, and he being eternal, and he being the Son of God, should it not be known to the people at large? Why can't we teach them along with the alphabets and numbers? Why can't we teach them in such simple terms that the children can understand? Numbers are no small potencies, but we still inform them. Alphabets are not small potencies, but we inform them. So what man is has to be informed. There is what is called constitution of man. There is what is called science of man. There is what is called consciousness of man. These are all subjects relating to man. Man should be informed of himself. Why do we inform so many other things and don't inform who he is? Are we doing justice to the children when we don't tell them who they are? We don't do it because we ourselves don't know who we are. Isn't it? So who should teach them? The disciples should teach them. The masters should teach them. Those who do not know cannot teach them. So therefore, into the universities, this curriculum has to be introduced, apart from all other mad activity that we keep on imparting in the name of education, which is valid only for the world, not for you. There are many skillful people with many other skills, they can't eat him for themselves. Unemployment, 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 because they did not learn anything to employ themselves. What for is this education? Education should be changed, education should be changed. Lot of thinkers gather together, hold seminars. మేక్ సమ్ టింకరింగ్ చేంజెస్ హియర్ అండ్ దేర్, కమ్ అప్ విత్ అనదర్ పాలసీ, బట్ మ్యాన్ రిమైన్స్ ది సేమ్ విత్ సేమ్ డిజైర్స్, సేమ్ స్లేవరీ టువర్డ్స్ బాడీ సెన్సెస్ అండ్ మైండ్ అండ్ స్లేవరీ టువర్డ్స్ ఫ్యామిలీ అండ్ టు స్లేవరీ టువర్డ్స్ ది ప్రాపర్టీస్ అండ్ మనీ దట్ హీ గ్యాదర్స్. దట్స్ నాట్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్. ఎడ్యుకేషన్ షుడ్ హెల్ప్ మ్యాన్ టు గెయిన్ దట్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ వేర్ హీ నోస్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్. యాజ్ హీ నోస్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ ది వే హీ ఆల్సో నోస్ వాట్ హీ హ్యాస్ టు డూ. అన్లెస్ హీ డస్ వాట్ హీ హ్యాస్ టు డూ, హీ విల్ నాట్ ఫైండ్ ఫుల్ఫిల్మెంట్. And even before he is fulfilled, he dies. Therefore, he has to come back, because in his consciousness there is that unfulfilled state of consciousness. So many unfulfilled things. So they have to come back. In the world, there are endless things. Endless things. There are stories where people wanted to fulfill themselves, gathering from other planets, gathering from other solar systems. It's all Atlantean. They had greater abilities than us. We are also walking towards them again, doing the same mistake. Gathering things from outside, trying to control the planets around us. There were Hiranyakasapu, Hiranyaksha, Ravana, such other giants. They tried to manipulate the ever-moving wheels of creation to their advantage. But they also decayed and died. But there are seers who survive all the time. All the time. In the story of Prahlada, the son tells the father, "You have conquered all the three worlds, but you are such a restless person. You are so restless. What for have we conquered all this?" And the sun is ever peaceful without conquering anything. He has no program of conquering around. There was no Alexander in him. There was no Napoleon in him. There were no power-mongering kings in him. All those great kings are not great because they conquered more land and lost it eventually. What is great about it? The scripture says, many have come and gone. People have conquered the whole globe. But all those kingdoms are gone. Kingdoms are conquered only to be lost. Why don't you see the history, Dad? They conquered like you, but they have lost. They were also restless like you. Always at war with you, with others. Why all this? Why can't you be peaceful? Then the father saw the son. He's ever peaceful. Right from childhood, he is peaceful. Because he was initiated even in the womb. He was initiated with the mantra, Om Namo Narayanaya. We also chant that mantra. God knows how peaceful are we with ourselves. A man who is peaceful with himself, he stays put. He has nothing to conquer around. So Prahlada was ever peaceful and joyful. In him he finds always the cosmic Lord. He stays related to him. He sees around the one Lord. All around he sees the same, the Lord's work. Lord as that, Lord as he, Lord as the three worlds with its systemic existences. He was peaceful. So the father said, what is the clue? The son said, the clue is in you. The key is in you, not outside. Go into yourself, you will find him. If you go into yourself, you not only find the key to peace, the key to eternal peace, and through that, the key to eternity. That's the reason why this story says that the king breaks open the Sushumna, the column, and finds a great light. And that light consumes him, absorbs him, and he joins the Lord. So why I say this is, if man wants to be peaceful with himself, there is a curriculum, there is a subject which is not taught in the so-called education system that we have. So man bound to be a social beast, hunting for things outside, for his satisfaction. Man does everything for himself. That is a great blasphemy that happens. Man is never for himself. Man is for devas. Man is for animals. Man is for plants. Man is for minerals. Man is for the planet. You are for so many others, and you are made to believe that all are meant for you. It's just an upside down situation. Even in the childhood, you are upset. When you are upset, how can you find the peace that you wish to, and then the fulfillment that you want to? This is the problem. The New Age education must include simple topics of yoga with essence of ancient scriptures introduced into it to show how man is for all, for the devas, planetary, solar, cosmic. How man is for animal, how man is for other kingdoms, how man is the son of God or the prince of the king. He's supposed to serve. Then only he is fulfilled. As much as you serve, so much you are fulfilled. Subjects should come in this manner. Comic books should come up in this manner to drive the child to know that he is for others. that he is meant to develop abilities which are meant for others. That's why their children are also very well drawn to such movies as Transformers, Marvel series, so many other series which this grandfather is compelled to see. And I see that there are great dimensions which are coming up, but they can be far better shown. And there is also no use in showing always movies of Hanuman and such other. Man should be creative to show things where the message is man for others. Man is for others, for all kingdoms, for the entire humanity, a large perspective. When a child gets such a perspective in the childhood, his journey itself is different. If you give the other perspective, he becomes a monster. He becomes a monster. They are giants of power on the planet because they are never satiated with their power. They are giants of money who are never satiated with their money. Money and power together, they do not even care for life. Educated people behind the scenes, and on this scene you have innocent people killing each other in the name of isms, in the name of territories. What education is given to humanity when man cannot consider another life is as much dear as his? When life is secondary and doctrines are primary, can we call that education? Therefore, synthesis, again, shall have to be started from the very initial stages, so that you orient your life in a manner that you cease to be a nuisance on the planet, a burden to the planet, and tend to be a contributor on the planet, a person whom the planet would like to retain, and see that some more good deeds are done. Planet wants it to be a garden. It doesn't want thorny bushes on the planet. It wants a garden, you know, Eden garden, kingdom of God, we say. So we have to take the knowledge to the kindergarten level that I am for the world, I am not for myself. Actually, I am supposed to stop, but before I stop, like Anna Serenian and many others who relate to children, they should think of developing through their stories, through their presentations, the I am consciousness of man and his relation to the prime energy called God. And then there is the third factor, the world. I am the God, I am the Son, and then the world. And this world moves in wheels. You can relate to it. The knowledge to relate to it is wisdom. The knowledge to relate to God is self, the science of self-realization. So this is the approach which we have to take to in the future, by which humanity is given the right key to move forward. Otherwise they are lost in the same cycles in a circular manner as they have been losing for eons of time. There is no end to this, and those who believe that they have to move forward should take to this different dimension, and this is a step towards synthesis, the ultimate step towards synthesis. So that is what I wish to tell you, and I thank you for giving your presence. For 5 continuous days, I really admire the way you relate to the teaching and the way you relate to me. That gives me strength to relate to you, not because I am in really good condition, but the very fact that I relate to you gives me adequate energy to relate to you. And the teaching is such a multifaceted one. As we deal with it, it unfolds itself. So we have given some thoughts about synthesis. And on Saturday, we'll first do some presentation of books, and later, if there can be an interaction, there can be an interaction, and we conclude the session on Saturday. Tomorrow there is no class. Saturday we conclude. Sunday I relax. Monday I am into a marathon where I do not know how many times I have to talk. Thank you one and all. I wish you well. I wish that you relate more or more and more and more to that in you and around you. Namaskar.